A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus saw the tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." If you had the chance to ask anyone to help you in moving your dreams forward, who are the people you would ask to follow you? What would they look like? Would they look like you? Would they have same or different values and experiences? Would they have varied opinions or visions of the future? What might some other people think of your walking with them? Today's gospel makes clear the divide between how we see and God sees. Jesus sees the good and value in Matthew as a friend and follower. Levi, follow me. Matthew seizes the opportunity and leaves everything. Would we discern as quickly breaking with our past? Obviously, his past was lucrative, so he could throw not just a banquet, but a great one for Jesus. Matthew's banquet included those who many would call undesirables, tax collectors and sinners. Who are the people at whose table you would sit? Would you accept the invitation of the poor, the homeless, immigrants, public sinners, the disagreeable, and those in the margin? Who would our banquet for Jesus include? Would it be open to those most in need? Or would it be like one the scribes and Pharisees would have, only with the righteous, the good people, those who studied the law and scripture, those who were most respectable and popular? Isaiah reminds us today, "Thus says the Lord, if you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness." Today we must choose. Will we, like Jesus, be open to all? Like Levi, willing to change and celebrate it? Or will we be selective like the scribes and Pharisees? Today, can we be a light in the darkness?